May 17, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Being in Pain. Opening prayer. As I come into your presence, Holy Lord, I confess my sin and ask for your forgiveness. I praise and thank you, for apart from your love and sacrifice, that would be impossible. Read Psalm chapter 38, a psalm of David, a petition. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. Reflect. When afflicted, we look for healing. Consider whether you might be able to locate specific areas where you have problems and how you could be healed of these with God's help. Psalm 38 is entitled A Petition. The Lord has his wrath upon the psalmist because of his sins, and he cries out to God, your hand has come down on me. How does it affect him when God is angry? In the body, there is no health in my body. My wounds fester. My back is filled with searing pain. In the conscience, my guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. In the mind, I am bowed down and brought very low. I groan in anguish of heart. In those dear to him, my friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. In his enemies, those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. How does the psalmist respond? He fills himself with unwavering hope. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer. He confesses his sins. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. And finally, he offers a fervent prayer. Lord, do not forsake me. Come quickly to help me. Apply. Afflictions are points of testing. When you are worn down, can you focus on the Lord and move more toward prayer and trust, rather than continuing to dwell on the people and situations that have worn you down? Closing prayer. Whenever I am suffering, no matter what the reason, Father, it is to you I should come, knowing that when I seek you, you welcome me and answer my cries for help.